Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining me on the line right now is Dr. Anthea Cerecito. She's the CEO of the Governing Body Foundation. Good morning and thank you for your time.
Good morning, Kathy. I liked your comment early on about the lights on and the lights off, and the pandemic has switched the lights on. And switched the lights on.
In a room full of snakes, Anthea, let's get to the serious question. Yes. In a room full of snakes, yes. Would you rather have the lights on or the lights off?
No, I hate snakes. I'd rather have the light on. The known is better than the unknown.
Okay, so let's talk about the return to school of primary school children. What are the risks?
Well, are you talking about health risks? So we've got to balance various risks. So
yes.
We've got health risks. So the health risks, I do believe everybody, whether you're in independent schools or in public schools, everyone has to weigh up the health risks. So we are guided by our best health advisors, who are still currently saying that young children are least in danger of becoming seriously ill from the disease. Doesn't remove the danger for educators in all of those establishments, but when I speak to the teachers, they actually believe they're quite safe in their school environment, because they can control the situation to some extent. They make sure the children do what they're supposed to do in terms of the health protocols.
Right.
So for the most part, that is all right. Children, teachers are probably more in danger just living their lives in the normal South African day-to-day functions. So the health risks for the children are not greater because they're going to go to school. In fact, if we think of broader health issues such as safety, in the broad sense, they are probably much safer at school. All children are much safer at school. So let's leave that there.
What happens at school is where the education department or the Department of Basic Education can control that environment. It's when those children get onto public transport to go home, when they are at home. You know, if they are not attending school, firstly, what are they doing? Who's looking after them if mom and dad are working? Secondly, it's what happens outside of the sterilized school environment.
That's 100% the issue. But it's the same with workers. Businesses are still governed by certain regulations limiting capacity. Many, many companies have not returned their workforce in 100% either. They're still doing some kind of rotation and work from home. So it's the same at school. It's a matter of how many children you can squeeze into a space and maintain social distance. That's the critical issue in schooling. They are safer at schools. They are not safe in transport, which takes them to school, and that's why the sanitizing when they get to the school is important, and teaching them the rules of how to be safe on public transport, which is allowed 100% capacity for short distances. There are many contradictions within these regulations, I'm afraid, and I think it's just the nature of the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's so uncertain, so unpredictable, that each person has to manage a situation that he or she finds himself in to the best of your ability. And that basically is the problem.
And so, if the decision was only yours to make, right? If the decision was yours to make, what would you do?
Well, in most of our schools, we have encouraged right from the beginning as many as possible children to return as soon as possible. But we've always had the proviso of the health issue. You have to make sure you have the basic sanitation needs in place, such as provision for hand washing with soap and provision of sanitizer that the department originally produced for schools or supplied to schools. Having those things in place and being able to keep a reasonable safe distance, if you can manage those things get as many children back into school as possible, as soon as possible, because we've got to start getting into the routine of school. I'm quite concerned it's the routine of school that's important for children, young ones and older ones. Going to school on a daily basis is a discipline that needs to be formed, a routine, a habit, going, you know, doing the things you do in the morning, get up, get dressed, have a school, you know, have breakfast, pack your lunch. Those little routines are absolutely critical for an orderly life. And when children are young, it's important to get that into them. And you mentioned the very young children, more important for them because their brains are so receptive to learning.
Sure, it's a window of opportunity. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we don't want to learn this, to lose the critical time in which they learn so quickly.
Yeah.
And we're losing that. And then we have psychosocial issues. Children that are isolated, not being able to see friends and so on, are suffering psychologically, emotionally. So for those reasons, we support and have all along supported return as many learners to school as possible. Just keep the health protocols in place.